I love when you got nothing left. You're drained, you're depleted, and it's just a battle of will. How bad do you want it? The will, the determination, the gut check, the I'm going to do it even though my body's telling me no. I love that challenge. Welcome to Athletic Definition, the pulse of endurance, spirit, and sheer willpower. I'm your host, Ray Z. Today, I'm going to dive into completing Ventura Marathon, which was my 60th marathon a couple weeks ago. Join me on my journey as I attempt to run 100 marathons, not just of miles, but of heart and mind. Before we get into it, let me show you the bling. This is the bling. I like the medal. I like the ribbon and everything, even the shirt. I think everything pops. Preparing for the marathon. I was not preparing to run Ventura Marathon. I was actually training to run Los Angeles Marathon. And what happened is someone I know got injured and they were unable to run the marathon. I stepped in. One, as far as mentally preparing for it, I didn't have to mentally prepare for it because I ran my first 25 marathons roughly without training. Mentally, I knew that I could finish it. No doubt in my mind, just because of past experiences with no training and completing it, I knew I could do it. The other thing is, I wanted to test myself, to push my limits, to see, even though I knew my longest run before that was 19 miles, if I could PR. And so my focus mentally was trying to tell myself, you could do it, you could PR. If I failed, it's okay, because the goal was LA Marathon, and that was just a bonus. The training, longest run before that was 19 miles, building my mileage up. Really, Ventura Marathon is turning into a preparation for Los Angeles Marathon because I used it as my longest run of the training session. Training, it wasn't completely there. After doing so many marathons without properly training and being blessed enough to not be hurt, I highly don't recommend running a marathon without proper training. And I am the king of doing the shortcuts and everything wrong. One is because I didn't know better. And two is because once I knew better, I wanted to show you that I could still do it. Oh yeah? Well, watch this. Let's move on from that. That's a whole different show.
7 hours later.
As far as nutrition, for a lot of my training runs, I didn't use any nutrition. And then once we get closer to marathon, I start just going back to what I usually use, which is goo. I have tried other products, once with less ingredients that I could actually pronounce. But for me, I didn't feel it had to kick. There's another brand that I've tried that I gotta try again. I'll do a show on it. So I did goo, and first off, the store that I went to only had chocolate. I'm not a chocolate fan, really. When it's cold, having chocolate in your mouth, not a bad feeling, but when it's warm, I couldn't deal with it. So I did goo, but for some reason, I just wasn't vibing with my stomach. It's happened in the past, running for 18 years using that product. I took goo like nothing, then it just upset my stomach. Then I went to goo blocks, which are like gummy bears of goo. And then I couldn't stomach those anymore. So then I went back to goo and then I was fine. So since I was preparing for LA, that didn't work. And I'm like, well, let me try for a long run, something different. I went to the store and I found this. This one has caffeine. It's a lemon lime. And this one's fruit punch. Doesn't have caffeine. They're both completely liquid. So the pouches are bigger than the traditional goo packages. But that day I ran 19 miles and I felt good the whole time. So I didn't feel bad or anything like that. As far as equipment that I use for the race, I like to use shorts with zippers on them because when it's late in the marathon and your body's depleted, sometimes you're not thinking straight. So I like to have shorts with zippers on them because if something I'm worried about, maybe something falling out, which I have had that feeling. It's not a good feeling when you can't think straight. With zippers, it just helps me be reassured that whatever I'm carrying is in the pocket. Besides that, I bought a vest, especially to go running. That way I can carry nutrition that's bigger than typically, and then as well as my camera to document it. Well, I wanted to save it for a little bit after explaining the actual race day, but it's all part of the equipment, the nutrition. Maybe the week before that, I saw Joe from We Run Republic, which is a running store out here in Southern California. Go check it out. They have everything you need for running. He gave me some Ketone IQ, which is designed for soldiers. It's supposed to help you get in the keto state just by taking a sip of it. as you look into it, you got to do a little bit more than that. If you check out the We Run Republic IG, I saw Joe did fasting for I forget how many hours. So he did it a whole different way. I did fasting, but not for as many hours as him. And I did drink beer prior the night before the marathon as well. And I also ate carbs. So I didn't do it exactly like it's, well, on the keto IQ, the jury is still out. I haven't decided. I took three of them during the race, and we'll get more into that. Weekend's here for the race. We show up the day before, and then we have a nice dinner with all the Azusa Pacers, which is one of the running clubs that I'm part of out here. It was about maybe 40 of us. We had a nice dinner, a good time. Then really didn't sleep. Set the alarm for 3 in the morning. Got up. Tried to be laying down by 9 p.m., but really didn't sleep. Got up. Got on the shuttle by 4:30. The shuttle takes about maybe 1 hour to get you up to Ojai. From Ojai, you run back down to Ventura, couple blocks away from the beach. It's a Boston qualifying course. It's a negative split course if you run it properly. For me, I didn't have such luck. I did get my second fastest course time on the new course because this race has been going on for 10 years. This is my third year running it out of the 10. The first time I did it, it was a different course. So that's why I say it is my second fastest time on this course. Although the first time I ran the marathon, Ventura, different course, is my fastest time as of now. Who knows what will happen in the future. I still want to PR even better on this course. The race overall, perfect temperature for the race. I can't complain about it at all. Ventura, I like Ventura. I've been going there prior to the marathons and it's got this very small vibe. Basically, I imagine from seeing pictures of San Gabriel Valley and Los Angeles with more greens and less house. That's how Ventura looks. It has that vibe. So I like it. And every time we go over there, we have a good time. Excellent breweries as well. Food's good. And of course, the beach is just right there. So it's really nice overall. You take the shuttle. Once you get there, you still have to wait maybe about roughly about an hour for the race to start. Ojai, it is colder. So when you're waiting, you're around nothing but orange or lemon trees. And it is pretty cold up there. That's one thing that I remember. We all, as a team, try to stay together to keep that body heat. And then once the race started, the course was good. I enjoyed it. Maybe the loop part could change a little bit. But overall, I was already expecting it. So it was no big deal. As I mentioned, I like to see all the greenery. There's some parts maybe at the end that aren't the, they're kind of like big construction going on. So the course overall is good. I like to see the green. I didn't really have to worry about cars or anything like that. A lot of it is kind of run on a bike trail as well. As far as support, there was certain people showing support early. Some people who went along the way, but it doesn't have support as much as like other big races. And a good thing Azusa Pacers went there because they were on mile 20, which was way, way needed at that time. Since I didn't have the complete proper training, exactly what I knew would happened. I started bonking at mile 18. I never recovered, started feeling pretty shitty. Luckily, I saw Pacers at mile 20 and I was doing the ketone IQ. And then I was like, I'm just bonking so bad. I changed it. Prior to that, I stayed away from the sugar or even electrolytes. So then I had one goo in my pocket. I took it and I was like so not thinking properly that I didn't even ask the Pacers that were there offering what I needed, what I actually needed. So I ran by and I actually didn't get everything I needed. I still felt like shit. Mile 23 is coming and I'm looking to dig in the cookie jar. If you don't know what the cookie jar is from David Goggins. It's basically anger, chips on your shoulders, resentment, anything you have that you can pull out and it'll help you dig down deep and push when you think you can't. And my cookie jar was empty. One is I do a lot of self-reflection and try to deal with all the skeletons in my closet so that I could live a happy, fulfilled life. To me, when I went into the cookie jar and it was empty, I had to abandon the cookie jar method. And then I started telling myself, this is really what you enjoy. And it's true. There's a video of me. It's mile 23. I feel like shit.
On about mile 25. Been hurting since mile 18. Never recovered. Pushing through it. Let's go. But honestly, I feel like shit.
And there's a big smile on my face because I know this is what I love. I love when you got nothing left. You're drained. You're depleted. And it's just a battle of will. How bad do you want it? The will, the determination, the gut check, the I'm going to do it even though my body's telling me no. I love that challenge. And if you can get into the gratitude, as weird as it sounds in that moment, I really enjoyed it. And then when I crossed the finish line, exhilarating, happy to finish, so tired at that point, bonking, but knowing that even though bonking, that's making me stronger for the goal, which is because that really would make Ventura Marathon my long run for the training cycle for Los Angeles Marathon. Crossing the finish line, it never gets old. Such a thrill and such peace and gratefulness, being injury free, knowing that I'm one step closer to my long-term goal of running 100 marathons, and then seeing friends at the finish line, then starting to hear their stories, starting to hear who PR'd, starting to hear who qualified for Boston, seeing everybody finished injury free, which is to me the most important thing, to be able to keep running and doing what you love, celebrating, drinking beer. The breweries that they had in Ventura were excellent. A lot of marathons are going towards seltzers only, which they did have as well. They had like 4 different breweries, 5 different breweries, and they had a lot of food selection for the runners and being able to just hang out and share the adventures, the good times, what happened with fellow passionate runners who are passionate and like-minded like you. A great time overall, the Ventura Marathon. It's always pretty much anything you do in life. At least to me, it doesn't have to be super, super like exciting, like to me, like Disneyland to some people. It's really more about the company and the people that you're with. It could really just make it a good time or a bad time. Just looking now as far as, yeah, part of me, since I didn't hit the time, I hit a 4:29 and I want to go sub 4. And part of me is like, oh man, you're just not going to do it. It's basically my logic's telling me don't trust the process. We'll see. Be on the lookout for the next episode, which will be 61 Los Angeles Marathon, and find out if I peed hard. So far, going off the top of my head, I think my fastest time in Los Angeles Marathon is like 4:08, 4:09. I'll be honest, I was like shit-faced the night before. I don't know how we made it to that start line, but we made it, and somehow I pulled off my greatest performance. I always say maybe I should get shit-faced again. Not that I, well, that's a whole different story, but thank you everybody for joining. If you like this type of content, be sure to share it. It helps a small channel like myself grow. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ray Z, and I'm out.